Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Ireland would do well to emulate countries such as Australia, Canada and New Zealand. I hope that one day, perhaps soon, the people of the Republic of Ireland might choose to take their rightful place in the family of the Commonwealth of Nations, taking our deep neighbourly relations to the next level to the benefit of both partners and, I believe, having a bounteous benefit to global politics.
So that's Conservative MP Andrew Rosendell. I don't need to summarise, you heard what he said. Rightful place, talking about the strengthening of trade, diplomacy, cultural ties, all that goes with it. I'm just interested in chatting to people today, listeners, about this, because we've talked many, many times about calls for a united Ireland and all that goes with that. But are there benefits to joining the Commonwealth? Or in practical terms, how do you think this might work? Is there any reason that we should do that? We'd love to hear your thoughts. 1800 453 106 is the number. Ray Bassett is on the line. Ray is a former senior diplomat in Jamaica, Bahamas, Canada, Australia as well. What's your reaction, Ray, to Andrew Rosendell's comments?
Well, I think he's been a bit provocative, to be honest with you, even though I would probably favour joining the Commonwealth. But, he's coming from a very right-wing conservative background, which wouldn't be exactly normally sympathetic to Ireland. And I don't think it would be of global significance. I think on balance, it would probably be a good idea for the Republic of Ireland to join the Commonwealth.
Why, Ray?
Well, the reason I would see it is that we would reestablish an awful lot of our links to places like the Caribbean, places in Africa. When I was down in Bahamas and in Jamaica, the lake in Nassau is Lake Killarney. You go down to Fitzwilliam Place. Over in Kingston, it's Irish Town. These people, particularly in the Caribbean, have a great love of the Commonwealth, and they would love us to rejoin it. It would give us an awful lot of new contacts with these people at a different level. Like our Taoiseach would attend the head of government's meeting. And, you can't have enough friends, particularly as the world situation is at the moment.
What about the practical or the logistical elements of us joining the Commonwealth, though? How would that work?
Well, there's a very small joining fee, because I looked it up once I got a phone call from News Talk, and I compared us with New Zealand. And New Zealand pay, I think, around about €500,000 a year to be a member of the Commonwealth. But you get access to things like, the controller and auditor generals in various Commonwealth countries like Canada, Australia, New Zealand, then if Ireland was there, come together. Because our systems are quite similar because we've all come out of, essentially the British system. Now, the British connection is probably the negative part of it, but the rest of it, I think, is quite positive.
Do you stay within Europe? Do you remain a part of the EU?
Absolutely. Remember, there are two EU countries already in the Commonwealth, and that's Cyprus and Malta. Most EU countries are, whether it's Spain with their links with South America, whether it's Portugal with their links with Mozambique and Brazil, we shouldn't have just one string to our bow. And that's what I'm really saying. You get different influences. It doesn't cost us a huge amount. And we're talking to people who have very similar systems to ourselves and who, know about us. And maybe in Ireland, we've had a slight tendency to put all our eggs in one basket. This is a small basket. It's not a game change or anything like that. But it would be useful for us to have these contacts and be able to ring up somebody in, in the foreign ministry in Kingston, Jamaica, and say,
But can we not do that? Can we not do that anyway, though, Ray?
We do, Andrea, but of course, the members of clubs tend to favour each other. Now, we've got away with it, simply. For instance, in a lot of countries, they don't require visas for Commonwealth citizens and Ireland. And we're kind of riding on that back. But we would sort of regularise that position. But, I don't want to grossly exaggerate. I think it would be a nice thing to do. Mm. We would re-establish with places around the world which Irish people have been living in for years and working in, and maybe in recent years, particularly with decline of missionaries and things like that. We're not renewing those links. And I think this is an opportunity to do so.
Okay. Just do want to bring in some callers on this as well, Ray, just to get listeners' thoughts and views. And we'd love you to stay with us for the chat, if you don't mind, as well. But just one thing, I did a little bit of a kind of a poll around the office today, just sort of chatting to people anecdotally about this. The one thing people always say, right, in the context of a conversation around United Ireland, if we can park for the purposes of this conversation, flags, anthems, emblems, you know, murals, all of this kind of stuff, which is the stuff that nobody really, like a lot of people have an issue talking around that and how we're going to overcome that in the context of United Ireland discussions. But people talk about the benefits perhaps of this as maybe being access to the NHS. Like, I'm from a border area. Anybody I know at home who talks about the health system in Northern Ireland or the UK at the moment, they'll tell you it's a mess. It's nowhere near as good as it was 20 years ago. The education system. Some people would favour the likes of the A-levels and the GCSEs over our attempts here to try and revamp the Leaving Cert and, you know, continuous assessment and all of this kind of stuff. But it's the things around the flags and anthems, and these are the kind of things that are huge sticking points for people.
Yes, my grandchildren are in Belfast, so I'm very well aware of the limitations of the NHS. But no, I'd see this as I think in a United Ireland, it would be a no-brainer. I think it would be conceded by the Irish government, the Irish people, to be in the Commonwealth. But even if we reunite the country, and hopefully we will, I would see it as a benefit to the Republic of Ireland state at the moment. You know, it shouldn't all be totally on the United Ireland end of things, but I presume it would come in the United Ireland.
We'd have to forgo something, or we'd, you know what I mean? There's going to have to be some element of compromise. When people are talking about United Ireland, you can't have it all your own way. Stay with us, Ray, if you don't mind, for a few moments. I just want to bring in a couple of callers. I think we've Pamela's with us on the line. Do you agree with Andrew Rosendell about this? Should we join the Commonwealth, Pamela?
Well, I suppose, Andrea, I would have a very European outlook. I would have spent part of my university being educated in Europe. I spent a lot of time working in Brussels, looking up, you know, work a lot of our counterparts are doing in the EU institutions. But I was actually working for an American company there. And I felt that being Irish, being a native English speaker, and being able to culturally interpret different European countries to the Americans put me in quite a strong position. And now that we're the only English-speaking country in the EU, I feel like we're in a very unique position. We are culturally richer for being part of Europe and economically richer. And, you know, as I just heard from your last caller, we could do both. We could be in the Commonwealth as well. But to me, we already have those links with those other English-speaking nations in the world. And to be part of Europe and being the only English-speaking country in Europe is quite a unique and strong position for us to be in.
So stay where we are then. Don't bother.
If it's just an expensive membership fee and we already have real links with these countries, what's the point?
Yeah, well, it's funny. The one listener here actually tells me that it's the joining fee sounds like it's the price of a printer by the Irish government or a bike shed or something. You know, when you put it in a sort of a, you know, national context in terms of revenue, but those sort of things are like, I'm trying to find, you know, when you join up to any club, I suppose, what's the benefits or the pluses? What am I getting for the cost of my membership? Is there anything that sticks out to you, Pamela, that you might like?
I don't see it. I mean, I think that's part of our past and something that we've tried to get away from. We have good relationships with these other Commonwealth countries anyway. Where we really benefit is being part of Europe. And we have to be clear about that, I think.
Okay. Paul is with us too. Thanks, Pamela, for joining us. Paul is on the line. What's your thoughts on this, Paul?
Well, I somewhat agree with your first comment.
Ray's still with us, yeah.
In that this guy, Andrew Rosendell, is somewhat of a colourful character. You know, he is pro-Brexit. He's Eurosceptic. He's campaigned for the reintroduction of the death penalty. He is...
Somebody was telling me earlier he wanted to recognise St. Patrick's Day as a national holiday in the UK as well. Right? Yeah, look, they're controversial comments, there's no question. But is there any benefit to us?
I don't think so. I don't think so. And I would say that the comment coming from him is just belligerent. You wouldn't know what he's about. But there is a benefit in us forging and increasing our links with countries who are in the Commonwealth, where there's a large Irish diaspora. For example, Canada, there's 4.5 million there, 2.5 million in Australia. Canada specifically, given what Trump is up to at the moment, and the fact that, you know, Canada are a huge producer of steel, nuts, bolts, all that kind of stuff, which, you know, a lot of that is purchased by Ireland through America, but not through Canada because there is no agreement to buy directly from Canada. So a lot of reasons on that side for us to forge a relationship with those countries, but not necessarily join the Commonwealth. So I think this guy is being belligerent. I don't think his motives are wholesome. And so on that basis, no, I mean, the Commonwealth is not for us.
Not for us. What about you, Simon? Do you think we should join the Commonwealth?
No, you see, we must go back. We were in the Commonwealth before. We were in the Commonwealth from 1926 to 1949 because we were a Dominion state, as the Free State of Ireland. So we still had to, I think, ourselves, New Zealand, South Africa and Canada were the members then. And you, Dominion states, you ruled yourself, but you still had to have, as part of the Commonwealth, allegiance to the king at the time. And I really don't think, after the colonial laws before that, and then the Balfour Agreement for that, that we should go back into this, really, because at the end of the day, there's 56 countries in it, approximately 56 countries, and the Commonwealth objective these days is world peace, democracy, equality, opposition to racism, fighting against ignorance and disease and discrimination. But you must remember, in 2010, the Secretary General instructed not to speak out on human rights, which is, of course, goes against his core values. So why would we go back to an allegiance to a monarch of Britain that had us under colonies? And why would we go with something that really would not benefit us across the board? You know, we go to America and give shamrock on Patrick's Day. America helps. Our relationship with Britain is good. Is very good. You know, you have the stores, you have economy, you have even the kids on the street like their football teams. But I mean, at the end of the day, we are Ireland. You know, we want to keep a bit of Ireland with us. We don't want to be changing in with an allegiance to King Charles. Now you have to have allegiance to King Charles to be a member of the Commonwealth. And of course, as one of the rules to get back into the Commonwealth, you have to have been under British rule as a colony. So to me, no, it doesn't cut. I think your man is having a practical joke up there because it's nearly April's Fool's Day.
Right. Well, actually, just funny on that, Ray. You know, the a lot of people, you know, from what I can see today, seem to have an issue around the symbolism of the Commonwealth and the idea of the Commonwealth and that sort of whatever, if you want to sort of think of it nearly as a you know, umbrella group or umbrella body and that sort of symbolic nature or ties to the old British Empire and the king as the head of state, and that seems to be an element for people that doesn't sit well with them.
And that's true, and to be honest, that causes a bit of a knee-jerk reaction in Ireland. But of course, they've thrown out all the kind of symbols of British. It's no longer the British Commonwealth, and the king is the present head of the Commonwealth, but not in perpetuity. But I wouldn't want to lessen the difficulty that has for Ireland. Mm-hmm. But I think we've moved on. The Commonwealth has moved on. We can't be way back in the, you know, in the past all the time. But also, you know, people are sort of saying we want to keep our identity. But, you know, surely our identity is strengthened by having more connections rather than putting all your eggs in the Brussels basket. And, you know, that's enough for us. And we just have become, you know, citizens of the EU. We've got to also express our own individuality as a country. And I think the Commonwealth would help to do that. But as I said earlier, it's not a game changer, a huge amount. It's a balanced decision, and I think the balance is in favour of it. You can't have enough friends.
Rachel, do you think we need more friends?
Hello.
How are you?
I was listening to this and really interesting, the sort of pros and cons. And I do recognise that the Commonwealth has moved a long way from how it was back when we were actually still part of it. But I think the EU is our Commonwealth. Actually, though all the other countries are English speaking, the EU is more Republican minded, if you like. And I mean Republican in the Irish sense of the Republic, not the American sense. I think the Commonwealth still hangs on to the old sort of class system. And certainly in British minds, that is the empire now. Other members of the Commonwealth may not feel that and they have a good relationship. But I think Britain needs to kind of move on from the whole class system thing. And that's really why Tory MPs, I think, are wanting us to back into the Commonwealth, partly because they want more friends now because, you know, having left the EU. But I think from Ireland's point of view, I think we are a younger and much more vigorous and outward-looking country. And the EU is more our place. I think it's much more in tune with how we feel about things than the Commonwealth.
I wonder what this means that we'd have, would we have the, what do you call them, the MBEs, isn't it? The award system, the honour system. Mean we might have access to that, I wonder. Commonwealth Games is another text from a listener suggesting. I don't know if that's a pro or a con.
The biggest issue for me would be, I guess, would be neutrality. Okay. Obviously, nowadays you don't have to accept a Governor General or have any of that, you know, to worry about. But the other thing is, two things, I guess, is from a point of view of a united Ireland, I think it would probably be great comfort to the unionist population in the north if the island of Ireland then became part of the Commonwealth. And I think that's probably the only reason for me that I would view it as a potentially positive thing. But I think the rest of it, trade and everything else, maybe. And, you know, we have to remember that Mr. Trump is only a temporary blip in the road of world history and world trade. And we can just hope that trade will go back to something approaching normality after. Yeah. And I think the Commonwealth thing is sort of, we need loads of friends because of what's going on in the States at the minute, because we've left the EU. I think that's really why the Tory MP is pushing it.
Joining the Commonwealth is soft colonialism, says this texter. Another listener says, is the Commonwealth not just another name for part of the British Empire? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number for your text. This listener says, we've enough influence in the world in being just Irish. Can we not just promote that instead? This texter tells me by accepting our re-entry into the Commonwealth, it could be seen as a stepping stone to a united Ireland. This listener says, absolutely not. We've spent 800 years fighting to get away from British rule. Would the King not become our head of state? Absolutely no way. Not even in any negotiation for a united Ireland. John in Galway tells me he's horrified at the thought of being associated with the Commonwealth, and that first caller is a disgrace with his agreement. That's you, Ray Bassett.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Can you actually, I mean, Simon Harris is as Foreign Affairs Minister in Taoiseach, is he going to pay any heed to Andrew Rosendeller? Should this never happen?
No, not. I mean, there would be papers done regularly in the Department of Foreign Affairs. I think I even did some myself 30 years ago, and they'd look at it, and, you know, ministers would probably say there's such a feeling of historical antipathy towards Britain, and people still think that, you know, I heard somebody saying there about OBEs and all that stuff is gone, yonks. But a lot of politicians say, look, this is more trouble than it's worth. And of course we go to it when we were discussing a future United Ireland. And that's an understandable point of view. But as I said, I believe that we could, in the meantime, strengthen our links. And, you know, we're regularly caught out as being, as over putting our eggs too much in one basket and then suddenly get a very bad wallop, as we did in the financial crisis and others. I think we're better to spread our bets.
Matt in Dublin says, I don't see any benefit in us joining the Commonwealth. Perhaps the Brits could rejoin the EU. Probably best we stay clear of colonialism and look forward, not backwards. And this texter suggests that maybe England would like to become a member or part of the Republic of Ireland. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Ray Bassett, Pamela, Paul, Simon, Rachel, thanks a million for getting in touch with us on the show.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.